Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello. Thank you for joining us this evening. Welcome to our show tonight. I am Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Led Clayton Evans.
And tonight we will be talking about learning how to operate in love by giving respect to one another. But before we get started, we're going to have a prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us.
Most heavenly and gracious Father, we come before your throne this evening, Father God. Giving thanks, Father God, for the privilege and the opportunity to once again be used in your service, Father God. We ask now for a fresh anointing, Father God, that makes speaking your word easy, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask, dear Heavenly Father, for that anointing that lifts every burden and destroys every yoke, dear Heavenly Father. And we just ask now, dear Heavenly Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. You are our rock, our strength, and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for that. And tonight we will be talking about learning how to operate in love by giving respect to one another. We will be discussing the importance of learning how to respect one another so that we can operate in love more effectively. Being able to respect is imperative to relations with others because without giving regard to another's worth and personal feelings, we can lose the ability to have compassion, understanding, and empathy. And instead, we become more judgmental and critical of each other. Learning that respect is needed will help us to gain the awareness of how much being respected means to one another. And it will also teach us how to keep from operating in the behaviors and attitudes that make us lose respect for one another. Therefore, we end up losing the ability to operate in love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight, the word is coming out of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, out of the Message Bible. And the word says, show everyone, love Christians everywhere, fear God and honor the government. And that's the word of God.
For the people of God.
Amen. Amen.
And honor God.
Amen. And learning how to operate in respect. Respect is a big word. And respect is a positive feeling of esteem for a person or other entity. And it's also about specific actions and conduct representative of that esteem. And esteem is the standard. You know, that's why you can have either high self-esteem or low self-esteem, because it's the standard that you put on the value of that word. Mm-hmm. And respect can be a specific feeling of regard for the actual qualities of the one respected. And it can also be a conduct in accord with a specific ethic of respect, and it can be given and received. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes people say that respect is something that can be earned, and some people say that in order to get respect, you have to give respect.
That's what people say.
I personally believe that respect is, or should not be, an option. We should be able to respect others, because the word did say respect everyone.
Everyone.
And being able to treat a person like they're worthy, they're special, they're God's child. You know, it takes us to be able to come outside of ourselves and realize that there's another individual here that's just as important as I think I am. Amen?
Amen. And we need to esteem others in that light because we are all God's creation.
Amen.
And due to that ultimate respect that creator, we should respect his creation.
Amen.
So, therefore, everyone is due that esteem of being respected.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, it helps them feel their self-worth, you know, as an individual. Nobody likes to be talked down to and criticized and humiliated, you know, feeling less worth than, you know, they really are. So it's imperative that we treat each other with respect.
Amen.
You know, regardless of race, color, you know, social status, all of that, you know, respect is due, you know, to everyone,
mm-hmm.
even children.
Exactly. True. That's a good word. And in order to understand how to respect, we need to look at disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
How we are disrespectful to each other. And that's the behavior that has to stop. We got to unlearn that behavior to be able to get the positive behavior in. And disrespect, you know, it's according to the individual. You know, we was reading up on some things, and it depends on your culture. It depends on your family values. And getting to know a person is what can help us learn what it takes to respect that person, because I can't expect for you to take in high regard what means so much to me if it doesn't mean that to you.
That's right.
So I need to understand what it is that you look at in high regard to be able to not to cross those boundaries of and become disrespectful to you. I think it's been maybe about 3 or 4 years. When I talk to my husband, sometimes I call you, you know, and that's because I hold you in high respect of who you are to me. And I've seen different people look at me like, what? You know, but, you know, out in the world, you hear women calling their men daddy, you know, and giving different little terms of endearment, you know, which it doesn't have to be in the world because, you know, as spiritual people, we can have those, you know, I call you Poppy, you know. We can have those terms of endearment for each other, and that's also a respectful thing. Now, when we start calling each other outside of our name, we're talking about disrespect, not holding you in high regard of who you really are. You know, because when we used to talk to each other, we used to call each other everything except the child of God and our given names, you know. And that was so disrespectful. I'm telling you that when you come to that kind of disrespect, it takes a whole lot to get past those kind of feelings because words are so abstract that when we put them out there, you know, we can still hear them ringing in our ears depending on what the situation or the circumstance is. You have to be real careful how disrespectful your words are. I don't play with women that call each other the B word. I don't play that at all. That is not a term of endearment. It is not respectful. You know, I don't care how close we are. You know, I'm not your bee. You're not my bee. We ain't finna roll like bees, you know. And we got to understand that a lot of things that we do out of ignorance, you know, out of those social imprints that we talk about, how we were raised up, you know, you got mothers calling daughters that. You know, we raise our children up. And just like you was talking about being respectful to children also, we raise them up to have the kind of esteem, you know, for themselves and for others that they're going to carry out into the world, and they're gonna make this known that this is how they view people. And we have to be real careful that we don't let those labels go by unnoticed or unchastised. You know, you got to stop it like what the man said, pull it up from the root. You know, kill it at the root. You got to stop that. You know, because we laugh and giggle thinking that it's cute. you know, with children popping around or saying the little curse words, you know, we're teaching them that that's acceptable, but it's disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. We don't want them to go up to the school and talk like that, so why allow them to talk like that in the home? You don't want them sitting on the pew talking like that, so why allow them to talk like that in the home?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same way with the N-word. You know, people throw that around like, you know, that's your name, you know, but it's really not acceptable.
It's not.
You know, it's very disrespectful. You know, you want to bring your children out to say, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, things of that nature, you know, because that is showing respect, you know, first of all, to the elders in which they may come in contact with, is a form of politeness, mannerisms, you know, and those things what, you know, people look at, you know, your first impression is always your last.
Wow.
You know, so when people communicate with one another, they need to show each other respect, you know, and it's all the time. You know, I've never seen a time ever when it's a time to disrespect somebody, even if somebody being disrespectful to you, you know, you esteem yourself higher than that and to get on their level. Now, have we always been this way? No,
no.
I haven't, you know, but through the grace of God and trying to live a Christian life, you want to present yourself as a man in a manner that won't bring reproach to your Father in heaven.
Amen.
You know, you want to be a Christian that you represent in Christ. You know, so therefore, you know, your language should be a holy language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should conduct yourself in that manner. So you want to always respect, you know, I don't care if it's a dog, show that dog some respect,
exactly.
You know. So many people in this culture, we just, I like to use your term, false over minimal concern.
Mm-hmm.
Those things, you know, it used to be a time when, you know, a man was in a lady's presence, they didn't use foul language.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They would be on their best behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they had never seen that person before in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you know, people just don't hold those values, you know, back when we were growing up that we were taught, you know. Certain things you just couldn't say in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just couldn't do it.
Right.
Okay, if you was talking to your brother, your sister, whatever, we always respected one another. We respected each other's property.
Mm-hmm.
We respected each other's space. If it was a quiet time in the house, you know, or someone was sleeping, we respect the individual, let them get their rest, things of that nature, you
mm-hmm.
know. Just showing that courtesy, you know, showing that person that love,
mm-hmm.
you know, because basically that's what you're showing a person when you show them respect. You want them love.
That's right. And that's good. You know, while you was talking, you know, you was talking about respecting a person's property, you know, in our relationship, I can remember a hard-won lesson that I had to learn. And I didn't learn it right away. You know, I failed a couple of times, you know, even after I got this knowledge. And the knowledge that I had received was that a person's cell phone is their personal property. And if, as with it being personal property, we don't need to be searching it, looking for whatever, you know. And
investigative license.
Yeah, you know, a PI, you know, like me and my spiritual mom used to joke around, you know, just by other people I spy, you know. And, you know, when I think about, you know, all the damages that was caused, you know, because when we cross those boundaries of disrespect, going into somebody else's personal property, it's something that, you know, unnecessary. It's really unnecessary because what it's saying is that, you know, there's no trust, you know, and if there's no trust, there's definitely not any respect, you know. So we got to recognize the behaviors that we have that cause us to be disrespectful to our mates, to our friends, to our coworkers, you know, To me, one of my pet peeves is people that don't speak. People that look you right in your eye, right in your face, see you. You close enough to them, almost to touch them, and they don't speak. You know, I speak to everybody. I don't care whether they speak to me or not. Sometimes I say, okay, don't speak. You know, but I speak to everybody. And to me, that's a form of respect. You know, I see you as a person. I regard you as a human being that's in my presence that I feel like I need to speak to you. You know, a form of respect is a smile, you know, handshakes. You know, we got to be careful about the way that we hug people, you know, because we can give respectful hugs and we can give disrespectful hugs, you know. And being able to understand that a person's worth can also be counted to that person by how you treat them. You know, if a person is constantly being disrespected, you know, people not speaking, you know, people not paying them any attention, you know, we can overtalk one another, you know, nobody listening to a person's point of view. Stuff like that makes a person feel like they don't have that value. You know, I have a close friend of mine, and she's always talk about how her parents didn't regard what it was that she had to say. She always felt that whatever she had to say wasn't worth them listening, you know. And we have to be real careful about how we talking to people when people are trying to talk to us, because we just never know what it is that a person is going through, where we can be so disrespectful to them that that might be the end of their rope.
Yeah.
It might be the end for them, you know. And being able to learn how to talk to a person with reverence, with respect, with regard, in kindness, in love, is very important, because what comes out of our mouth, some of the things that I heard women saying, and I know my mouth used to be so bad. My mouth used to be so bad, you know. I'm just grateful. I am so grateful to God for delivering me from the stuff that used to spew out my mouth, you know. And now when I hear women and I see myself in them, and a lot of times, you know, I tell women, you know, don't, you're too pretty for that. You know, you're too beautiful for that to be coming out your mouth. Because it changes. You know, that disrespectful language, it changes the way you look. It changes the way people will regard you. You know, she could be a beautiful woman, but open up her mouth with all them cuss words, it'll change the way a person wants to treat you now.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to talk like one of the sailors, they might try to treat me like a sailor. You know?
That's interesting, too, because just day before yesterday, and I was at work, there was a conversation going on in the workplace, and one of the co-workers had let some expletives come out of his mouth, and the assistant manager was in the kitchen. And she had checked him about, you know, his language, right? And later on in the conversation and stuff, you know, she looked at me and said, you know what, well, let me hear Mr. Evans talking like that. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And that made me feel good, because, first of all, I represent my household.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to carry myself in a way that, you know, is respectful. You know, even the handbook that we have to govern our conduct tells us not to use that kind of language in the workplace, because it's disrespectful,
okay.
You know. But as you go through the day, you'll hear a little conversation on the side, and people, you know, being in their natural selves, you know, you hear it, you know. But I wouldn't want to disrespect anybody by talking that way, because I don't want nobody talking that way to me. So, you know, like we were saying earlier, you get respect, you know, when you give respect,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I just, you know, it made me feel good, because that's the way I want to present myself at all times, you know. And besides that, you know, I'm a man of God.
Amen.
You know, so I need to let that light shine everywhere I go, you know. And it's got to the place now. I used to slip up if I hit my toe or hurt my finger, but my self-control has gotten to the point now where even in those things, I still have that self-control, you know. And I thank God for that because, you know, there was a time where I joined right in, you know. Didn't want to be the odd man out, you know. Didn't want nobody. And it's sad, you know. I don't want my son uncomfortable around me, you know, because I don't do. No. I am a peculiar people.
Okay, you need to make them devils uncomfortable.
So I need to let them know when you come around me, you know, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
You know, I'm filled with His Spirit. You know, and I want people to know that from my conduct, the way I carry myself, the way I respect people around me. And I do demand that respect.
Amen.
I do demand that respect.
Amen.
So, you know, that's something as Christians that we should always, you know, not that we're holier than thou,
right,
but that we are holy, you know, and we should conduct ourselves in that manner.
Amen. Amen. And you know, while you was talking, I was thinking about when you was talking about it was in your handbook, you know, one of the things that I had seen on here when I was doing some research, it was talking about part of respect is following the rules.
That's right.
You know, the word is saying honor the government.
Right.
Govern. You know, the government, one who governs, you know, our elders, our bosses, you know, people that have power and authority, you know, we need to be in direct respect to those people. I was learning along the way because I have so many problems on jobs, you know. I always wanted to have a power struggle with somebody who had more power, you know, and it took me a while to get to the understanding that all I got to do is respect them, whether they right or wrong. I still need to respect them because they are in the authority, you know. Shut my mouth, you know. Hold my attitude in such a way that I'm still showing a respectful manner even though I disagree. Because even if I was doing what they wanted me to do, I still let them know that I didn't like it, and I didn't want to do it. You know, my character, my mannerism, my behavior showed disrespect, even though I call myself respecting what it was they told me to do. So, you know, even if I'm a tad bit off in character or behavior, I can't call that respect.
No,
it's disrespect. Yeah, it's disrespect, you know. And learning how to listen to those who do have that power and that authority, you know. Learning submission.
Right.
Learning submission
right.
is respectful. It is respectful for me to be in my right place when I'm in the presence of someone that I should be holding in high regard.
Right.
You know. And I remember my spiritual mom, Apostle Delphine Thomas, she was saying that one of her spiritual daughters asked her, could she go somewhere?
Mm.
You know, just put her in such a high esteem,
right.
You know. And
right.
I was like, wow, I want to be like that when I grow up.
Amen.
You know, because we need the reverence. We need to have such high reverence for these people that are helping sow these spiritual seeds in us, you
right.
know. Those are the people that we need to always have in high regard, you know. And, you know, and I'm learning that no matter what a bishop, a pastor, a preacher, a teacher, apostle, whoever it is, no matter what it is that they're doing, man and woman of God, I respect you. I don't always have to agree with what you're doing or how you're doing it. It does not matter. I still need to be respectful to you. You know, and I had to practice that the hard way, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, but it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot because you just never know you know, what it is that a person is going through and how much people, especially people that's trying to walk with God, how much respect they do need. Because there are so many people that are disrespectful to people in ministry. Very disrespectful, you know. And I don't want to be one of those.
I think back when I was first in the military, I had problems with authority.
Okay.
Even the police, you know, I had problems with authority. Now, anybody that tried to tell me what to do, how to do, when to do it, I mean, I was in the wrong place in the military.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I transitioned from basic training to my AIT, I was looking through my records, and it had a statement in it that said, soldier has adjusted to military life.
Amen.
So with their tactics and techniques, they got all that roughness out of me, and I learned to respect that authority.
Amen.
You know, now, it wasn't overnight,
right?
You know, but I adjusted enough to get through that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had some issues with authority. But I thank God as I look back over my life now, how much God has changed me.
Amen.
How I've been delivered from having a rebellious attitude, not really wanting to listen to authority, wanting to have my own way, having a selfish nature, you know, my way is right or I ain't doing it at all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I am, take it or leave it. You know, wasn't willing to change, wasn't really, you know, being pliable to suggestions and being taught a better way of things, you know. And now that, you know, God has taken that away from me, I just feel so much better about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once you feel better about yourself, then you can esteem yourself better. You know, you have better self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? You have better self-worth,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that will radiate to those that you come in contact with.
That's true.
You know, but
that's
mannerisms, true. Being polite, you know, not having the word to say word for word with somebody trying to talk to you, you know. And one of the things that I felt is so embarrassing when a child does that, you know, you in a situation where you're trying to deal with authority, you know, say for instance school, and that child is just studying,
talking,
you know, because that's a reflection on you. They look at you because that's your child. You raise them to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Disrespectful.
To be disrespectful. So I've always been told respect will take you a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I've always tried to exhibit that in my life.
Not always,
but I said I tried to exhibit that in my life.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm still, you know, work in progress.
We both are.
So, you know, I just repent and ask for forgiveness. And
amen.
I thank God for his grace.
Amen. And that's good word. And if you would just pray us out, I really want to thank you. I always enjoy talking to you and give us something we can lean on.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we give you thanks and praise, Father God, for this time we have spent together, dear Heavenly Father. And we pray and ask that we have touched someone's life, dear Heavenly Father, and through your word, Father God, someone is saved, set free, and delivered,
yes.
Father God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen. And we want to thank you again for joining us, and we hope that you'll join us again. And just remember that no matter what the circumstances, situation, or problem is, the lesson is always love.
Amen.
You gonna be